Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome, everyone, to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Today, I'm excited to share a couple of fantastic things. One, dear friend, daughter in love, Laurel Langemeyer. Laurel, thank you for being with me today.
Thank you, Sharon. Mom, I always call you my financial mom.
Yep. And secondly, most importantly, as you know, it was back in December of 1992, and I dedicated my life to financial literacy. And it was because my own son, Philip, went to college and got into credit card debt. And so fast forward today, I'm as passionate about it as I was back then, and really so driven on getting financial education in the hands of kids. We have our Thrive Time for Teens game. We've gotten a law changed here in Arizona, worked on a national level, but always looking for ways to educate our children. And Laurel and I have been side by side in that passion for many years. And she has an exciting new book coming out, Make Your Kids Millionaires. And I'm very excited about it because I wrote the foreword, but I think the content is incredible because it's, you know, it's looking at it from different perspectives. So Laurel, you already had at least 5 New York Times bestsellers like I have, right? And so she's, you know, basically known worldwide as a financial literacy expert and a millionaire maker. So, but tell us a little bit about, you have your own kids that you've taught. What made you really focus on getting this book done?
Well, you said 1992 was your like commitment year. I'd say 1996, when I was sitting at your kitchen table, was mine. So I was working at Chevron, and Bob Proctor was my mentor, and he knew I wanted to transition back to finance, which I had a bachelor's degree in, and get back into money, but I didn't know the path because, you know, all we're taught is to go get a job. And he said, you know, there's this guy who's doing this game and this woman, they're writing amazing books called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and they have this awesome game. You should go meet them. And he said, and you should get on a plane tomorrow, go to Scottsdale. And I'm like, tomorrow, like I'm working at Chevron. So I call in sick, and I fly to Scottsdale, meet Sharon, and made that my commitment as well. And that was really the same impetus. Prior to that, though, in when I was 17 years old, I got the book Think and Grow Rich. So I think my curiosity really spun from the Think and Grow Rich, which I know you're deeply involved in, the Napoleon Hill Institute. But, you know, it's so interesting to watch why so few people make it. Right? The pattern of how to become a millionaire is not difficult. It's not even different than it was a decade ago or 2 decades ago or a century. People make money in entrepreneurial ventures. They use the corporate structure. They use the tax code. They use trust. They use insurance. They use Roths. Like they use alternative investing. Like all these things are known to people who are studying it, but to the normal human out there that's just walking around kind of blind, they think, go to school, get a job, and the whole thing's supposed to work out with your 401k. And that has been tested and true, you know, tried and blown out of the water. And it's heartbreaking, actually. And the more I got into it and then became my own millionaire in 1999, as you know, my motivation was my son, Logan, a huge motivation because I was going to be a mom and I knew I was going to be a single mom. And I wasn't going to move to Nebraska. And, you know, I had a lot of hassle about not having him and all of that, you know, challenge. And I said, there's no way. I'm 34. I can totally do this. I'm going to go be an amazing mom. And I looked at the way that I was raised, which was great. But having known what I've known and then learned from you, I thought, what if you just could do it different? What if you could just from the beginning, set your kids up differently, set up generational wealth? I dedicate the book to my kids as an experiment because, my gosh, did I experiment on them? Some things worked and some things were interesting failures. So those were the fun ones.
As is all treks to success, right? It's not a straight line. We have successes and we have major learning opportunities. So it's part of the getting there.
Yep. And so the book, so I'll talk a little bit more about the book, but I'll fast forward to how the book got done. I have a one-on-one coaching program. It's called Head of the Table. And one of my clients, Kyle Beckman, was an Air Force fighter pilot. He came because he was making a lot of money and a pilot and needed tax benefits and alternative investing strategies. So that's how we started. And then we started talking about how he raised his kids so entrepreneurial. So even though he had a job, he started his kids at 4 and 5 in entrepreneurial ventures. And, you know, he employed his kids and did Roths. And out of that whole conversation, I remember as in Arkansas 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, we said, we should write a book about how you did your kids and how I did my kids. So that's the book. It's called Make Your Kids Millionaires. It's written by myself and Kyle. What's fun about the book, Sharon, is it gives two very different paths. You have a 25-year Air Force fighter pilot, lieutenant colonel, and a very different trajectory, mainly in the stock market and real estate. Very, I'd say, more traditional. Wife, two kids. And then there's me, single mom with Logan, nanny, travel 6 continents. If I wanted something, you know me, I would just go figure out how to make enough money and buy everything I wanted. I never lived within my means. I didn't buy any of that stuff. I just said, if I want it, I'm going to have it. I'm going to have a great life. And instead of waiting for retirement, I live just an extraordinary life with my kids along the journey. So here you have two very different ways that we created very, very successful kids. And so we got together and we wrote the story. And the theme in the book is pick a path. I have one, Kyle has one, and make a plan. But either way, somewhere in the middle is going to be your path. And you as an individual need to get up the book. It's written age by age, 0, 1, 2, 3, 0 to 18, and then beyond. And like I'm more aggressive at 18. I get, you know, I partnered with Logan into an LLC. Kyle was much more like go out on your own and moved him on. It doesn't matter. It gives you choices and it gives you strategies. When you get bank accounts, when you get credit cards, how do you manage credit? How do you do all this? And there's so much crap on the internet, as you know, Sharon, and it's so disjointed. So I feel like what Kyle and I have done is put together a range, not just one way, but a range of ways. From 0 to 18, you can successfully get financial literacy in the home of your kids. If they become a millionaire, great. If not, at least you've created successful, smart children.
Well, and that's what I like about it, because it's refreshing, because you give alternatives, you know, yeah, the different philosophies. So it's not like this is what you have to do. And that's, you know, I think it's refreshing as a parent. They can look through it and say, oh, I can do that. Or I would never do that, but I can do this. And so that's the beauty. We talk about telling stories and sharing so that people can figure out that pathway. And so you guys have two different philosophies and yet still dedicated to the same end result. And that is financially independent children. And I think it's an incredible book of action steps, not just philosophy, but things to do today to help take your kids to the next level. So I love it. And when is it going to be released?
So we are releasing it on May 10th. It'll be in bookstores. So the week of Mother's Day. And then
2022, in case you're watching this after that, you can go get it immediately. So
it'll be in all bookstores. May 10th, it gets delivered. So right now on a pre-order, we're going to take your pre-order and we have $1,500 of bonuses for those of you who support us, because we are going for a bestseller. And to do that, we have to sell a lot of books before it hits that bookstore. So we're doing a lot of pre-marketing and just getting the word out and getting as many books in the hands of people. It'll be delivered to you May 10th. And then one of the bonuses, Sharon, I'm excited about is once you get your book in hand, in the beginning of June, for two different calls, we'll give you the dates as we come into that. Kyle and I are going to come live to everybody who got the book. And right now we're right about 10,000 books sold. Our goal is to get 1,000 books sold, run to the bestseller list, and then just keep selling, you know, the book. But then we're going to come live, answer any questions and give some guide, because we know that there's going to be, you know, parents who are just having babies and a lot of parents are going to say, I screwed the whole thing up. And I want to answer that question right now. What if your kids are already in their 20s and 30s? You still get the book. Just start back at zero and just start making a checklist of what you could have. I don't want to say could have, should have, would have done, because I'm not to blame. It's just, what do you want to do now? Yes, right. I want you to approach it more from curiosity. Like, that's interesting, from 0 to 5. I've never thought about doing that. I don't care if I'm 40, I could start doing
it. If your kids are in their 20s, it's a great tool for you as a grandparent as well. So, and give it for your kids so that when they have kids, they raise them right. And so in order to pre-order, they go to makeyourkidsmillionaires.com/Sharon. And so tell us a little bit more. We've got these two calls that are part of your bonuses. What else do you have as a bonus if they pre-order?
So then we're going to give them all sorts of fun through the summer. And we're going to be available. The website now on Make Your Kids Millionaires is an order site. Mm-hmm. It's going to change once the book's released. So in June, it'll change to checklists, resources. It'll have tabs per age. And we're going to have an age of, what if I missed it? You know, because I know a lot of people are going to say, what if I missed it? Oh my gosh, I'm already 18. Does that apply to me? So what if you missed it? There'll be a whole checklist. We're going to have regular calls. In August, we're going to come back together and do a regular masterclass because I already know the questions are already coming in. What do I do? I already screwed that up. My kid has bad credit. Now what do I, like, there's so much. So it'll be a lot of Q&A. And it'll be a checklist because it's like an 18-year guide. Think about the book, What to Expect When You're Expecting, right? You kind of use that during your first 3 years of having a kid. It's like, oh my gosh, I need a little guide because I've never been a parent. So
yeah, kids don't come with a rule book, right?
I know. So we want this to be your 18-year playbook. So it's not a book that you're just going to read once and sit down. Year by year, we would encourage you at the end of the year or the beginning of the year to go back through and say, okay, my kids are going to be these different ages. What now do I want to put into effect? And the other things they're going to get right away. So they're going to wait for the masterclass, but the three big things they get right away, they're going to get put more cash in your pocket. So it's been one of my most successful books. I wrote it in 2009, and it gives you all these skill sets, and it gives you families, you know, between 2008, 9, and 10, Sharon, they only needed to make $742. That's it, extra a month to have not lost their house. So I wrote a book about how do you make $500 to $1,000. Now let's break that down. $1,000 a month divided by four is only $250 a week. Divide by 5 days, it's only $50 a day. Do not tell me anyone watching this broadcast or a family or a child cannot figure out in this day and age how to make $50. And so it's that instead of what we can't afford, it's what can you do? And so right away, I want in the hands of everybody who orders the book today to have put more cash in your pocket. And that is 8 hours of me reading and explaining how do you get started making cash, generating new cash in your family. Then
that itself is priceless. So
that thing's priceless. We used to sell that for like $1,200.
So that's all for your $25 investment to pre-order the book. You get this for free. Fantastic.
And that one comes first up because I really want to put more cash out. Then we're going to give them the kids' financial filing cabinet. My daughter worked with me on this, is what do you do with your money as a kid? And then like, how much do you get to spend? How much do you put away? How much do you do charity? Then there's also a part of, you know, cost of goods. Anytime, you know, kids start getting a business, they need to start managing their expenses and the cost of goods. So that's in the filing cabinet. And then probably my favorite ever, which is my son and I did, is you're going to get all of our task sheets called Never Pay Your Kids an Allowance. See, an allowance is like a paycheck. There's an undefined group of, you know, just money. So Never Pay Your Kids an Allowance, first of all, says, what do you have to do just because you live here? They're called home chores. You just have to do stuff because you live here. You get food and water. That's what you do. And then up and above, you get to negotiate for however much money you want to make this month. So do you want to make 50 a month? Do you want to make 100 a month? I know there were months when Logan became a teenager and had a car, you know, where he would actually want thousands a month. Right. And he was starting to really put more money away because he knew he was heading off to college and he just wanted money. He wanted to buy the greatest iPhone and I wasn't going to buy it. So he needed to figure out how to make money. So, you know, he would do ski lessons. He would drive, you know, his truck. He would do all sorts of stuff. Young ages, though, they can help, you know, they can rake leaves. In our neck of the woods, because we're Lake Tahoe, he loves shoveling snow. It's his favorite thing to do. I think he just played outside all day, but he actually did get the snow gone. As he got older, he would detail cars, wash cars. He loved washing dishes. He loved cleaning closets. Tristan hates cleaning closets. She likes video editing. So again, it doesn't matter what it is, but it's a negotiated task. So you're teaching them to be entrepreneurs. So you're going to get that whole program, all the worksheets. So put more cash, the filing cabinet, and Never Pay Your Kids an Allowance. Three huge bonuses delivered immediately. And then we do the masterclass once you get the book in May. So it's a huge value stack just for $25, shipping and handling, and it'll come out May 10th.
And again, the link is makeyourkidsmillionaires.com/Sharon. And I think what you just said is so important. I talk about allowances and I go, your kids have a personal responsibility, like brushing their teeth, making their bed, family responsibility, helping with the chores. They have a community responsibility, being good citizens. And then there's the entrepreneurial opportunity for them to find unique things to do that can earn them money. So we're very aligned in how we, our philosophy related to allowance. And I think it's really important to think about, you know, the greatest gift you can give someone is financial education. It's the gift of a lifetime, and particularly your children. Give them the opportunity. I mean, they're not being taught this information in school, so it needs to come from us. And now you're being given the guidebook from Laurel and Kyle on different philosophies on how to raise your kids.
Yep.
You get the book, read through it, go through it. And then, you know, as your kids become teenagers, you can come back to me for Thrive Time for Teens. But as you know, it's really important that as parents, aunts, uncles, concerned adults, that we provide our kids with those tools, because not only is it teaching them about money, the greatest part of it is the self-confidence that comes along with it. Why don't you talk about that?
Well, and it is, and what's so fun to watch with both my children now is they're both so entrepreneurial. Like the other day, I went and got my hair cut by somebody new, and she had a three-year-old daughter. And I said, oh, my daughter loves babysitting. Maybe you should babysit. And she said, well, maybe I should cut your daughter's hair. And I said, she wants to do her first coloring. Anyway, we made an appointment. And so I got home and I said, okay, Tristan, we're all set up for you to have your first hair coloring and la, 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 and you get highlights. And she said, well, who's the lady's name? So I told her her name. She went to Instagram. She follows her on Instagram. She starts seeing her daughter. She starts engaging with her. So today on the way to school, this is literally true story. She said, Mom, next Wednesday I have to babysit. I said, who are you babysitting for? She said, Laura, you know who's going to do my hair, does your hair. I said, well, how'd you get hooked up with her? She said, I followed her on Instagram. I got to know that her kid, and I thought her kid's really cute, and I think I'm going to do it. I said, well, how much did you say you're going to, how much you're going to get paid? And she said, well, I said I'd start at 12 an hour, but if there's other home chores, we'll make up more. I love that she just out of the blue, 15 years old, just made up this whole job by herself, made up all this money. She's already figured out how to get there, how to get home. She just organized herself. And I think when you have the power of your children being able to do that, like, they're not going to come to you, like, you aren't their money source anymore. You can be, and you can collaborate, but to the creativity of thinking, what I love the most, this is what I probably love the most, is the creativity of knowing I can do anything, I can go anywhere, and I can make any money, and have the confidence and the certainty, and not that fear that people literally, I need a job to make money. And, you know, so many people still live in that the only way they can make money, Sharon, is a job. And when you have the skills and talents to just say, I'm going to go do something entrepreneurial, I can go do that and go do that. It's the most powerful thing you could do for your kids, is to empower them to start learning like that.
And yeah, the self-confidence that comes from them understanding money and how to make money on their own is lifelong. I mean, it's incredible. And I see it all the time. And so I really encourage everyone, it's a $25 investment to get this book, to be able to see what you can do to support your kids, your grandkids, if you're an aunt and uncle, to be able to open their eyes to the possibilities. And again, you know, to repeat myself intentionally, the book has different alternatives, different perspectives. And so you can find something that works for you and maybe something that doesn't, but then there's an alternative you can look at. So I highly recommend that you pre-order the book, Make Your Kids Millionaires.com/Sharon, and take that first step, because it will be an incredible tool that will help your kids live a better life. And for $25, it's probably a huge benefit to do this.
It is. And you know, I say to the parents that are out there, the people, the adults out there, the reason I would tell you to get it is, where was your guide? Right. I mean, I learned a lot from the Rich Dad, Poor Dad brand, and all the writing, you know, from you, Sharon, and then just took it and continued, you know, writing into the millionaire side of that, and wrote The Millionaire Maker and The Cash Machine, and Put More Cash is really that big family book. But this one is for everyone. And there's no one that I could say, even a grandma could say, you know what, I'm going to go back through. Here's what I've been telling grandparents, Sharon, is if you want to leave a legacy and you've actually accumulated a fair amount of wealth, why wouldn't you use this as your legacy guide? Like, why are you going to hand money to uneducated kids? Have this be the guidebook to say, you can have the inheritance, you're going to get money, but you actually have to learn, and maybe even earn, like, you have to learn a little bit before I'm just going to hand it to you. Like, why have a lot of money Well, I have a lot of money handed to even 30 and 40 year old kids. I mean, generational wealth happens for usually two decades. So that would mean that my son's children would be done. That would mean, like, you know, Philip and Shelley after that would be done. So unless there's a commitment for those kids to train their kids to have this be how the family lives, which is really the, you'll hear that as the undercurrent in this, is it's a choice to be broke. You know, you can really set up financial literacy and have tests and have non-depletion trusts and have, you know, responsibility to the very money that you out there, older, you know, baby boomers, you've been making. So even your 30 and 40 year olds, make them dig in and say, all right, it's never too late to start a lot of these activities. You're going to lose the compounding power of the money because you didn't do it for 20 or 30 or 40 years, but you could start today. So I really encourage anybody to get it.
And I think, you know, you made a comment that I just want to highlight because you talked about setting up trusts. It's really important. If you know you have kids that are in their 20s, 30s that are not financially capable, it's not too late to get them to, again, challenge them to start earning some money on their own, become entrepreneurs, and then have your wealth. They're really, I call it the good citizen clause. You have your wealth in a trust so that they can't really access it without demonstrating their ability to manage it. And it's really important. That's how you can maintain generational wealth and preserve it for future generations. So I think it's great.
It's important.
Yeah.
I want to thank you because you are a huge motivation and inspiration. My whole journey from being pregnant first going, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a single mom, to still today and coming to our wedding in Canada. You've always been there for me and I appreciate and love you. Thank you. Well,
I love you back, my dear friend. And for all of you watching and listening, once again, makeyourkidmillionaires.com/Sharon. Get your pre-order today and share it with your friends, because it really is an incredible tool for parenting, but more importantly for your children and your grandchildren. So go there now. And I'm going to keep Laurel with me. We're going to do another quick interview for the private Facebook group called the Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. And if you are not members of that, please do. It's free to join. We go a little deeper and I can't wait to continue this conversation. So otherwise, thank you so much for being with us today. And remember, you are fabulous. Go out and have a great day. And remember to teach your kids about money. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter. And for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.